I love that first part that says, come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trot. I'll fall asleep and then I'll wake in God's new heaven. That's my thought tonight, is about our home here and our home in heaven. And I want to talk first a little bit about home, life and home. Mostly focusing on heaven, but to get our minds thinking about how precious home is.
Yes.
And as I was looking up the definition, I didn't bring it with me, but yesterday, but a house or apartment or wherever you make your home is just a building. And this is a little bit tall for me. It's just a building. The home is the, whether it's one or a family, it's the home, it's the people that live there that makes the home. And I've all realized that being in our business, because the houses, it was just the houses. But when our family was there, that's what made it home, whether it was a small house or a bigger house or apartment, whatever it is that you can make your home. And normally speaking, home to women or to a woman is very precious. They have a God-given gift that God puts in them, a very love for the home, to keep it clean. If not, it would be a very lot of, it's a lot of work anyway, but it would be a lot of work that wouldn't be too much fun if you didn't like it. Because every day almost you have dishes to do. Every day you have floors to sweep, maybe, if you want to sweep them. Sometimes a little lacking on that one. But with the two of us, sometimes it doesn't get that bad. But you know, we have cooking to do. We have duties to do at home. And the men have duties to do too. But if a woman has something in her that wants to be the keeper of the home, God said He made her the keeper of the home. And I've often wondered about that. Maybe sometimes I may be overboard on that, I don't know. Because I like to decorate the house and I like to make it nice. Sometimes I try to use what I have and things, you know, but anyways. But I had that desire to make that house clean and pretty. And I think that's a good thing for women to have that desire. And I want to cook good meals. Sometimes I lack maybe cooking as much as I want to because of the time or something that day. But the desire is there. I want to cook for my family, even when it's only the two of us now. I had to change a lot when it goes down to two instead of five. But, you know, in the Bible it says that, I just want you to think today, how precious is your home? I'm not just talking about the house you live in or the apartment you live in or wherever you live. If you live in a trailer, it doesn't matter. You can make that home. I remember when Jerry and I first got married, we rented an apartment. And we didn't have very much money. We just got married. And I wanted to make the curtains a little more prettier in the living room. And I wanted to tie them back. You see how they tie it back pretty. So I didn't have any tie back. So I found this yellow scarf. I still remember the color. And I cut it in strips. And made four strips to tie those curtains back to make it look nice. And I still remember what I would make for him a lot. Barbecue pork chops and scalloped potatoes. Sounds good, doesn't it? We kind of got away from that more because of the calories. But that was something he loved. I shouldn't make it to him for him sometime. But barbecue pork chops and scalloped potatoes. And he would just look forward to that. And he would want that so often. But it was something I learned to cook, and I loved making that apartment home. So don't ever be discouraged anywhere you are. Every time we moved, I tried to just get in there and make it home again. One time I remember, I was just thinking, how many times, being a builder's wife, how many times we got to move, and can I ever have a house that we stay in, you know? And I was kind of talking to the Lord, and I just like to have a house I could stay in. And the Lord said, you'll never be really home until you get to heaven. But heaven, you'll get to be home. And he goes, I know you had that love for home, but when you get to be with me, that'll be your final home. So I encourage you tonight, how precious is your home here? It's going to be a lot more precious when you get to that heavenly home. It's going to be a lot more. And I'm not going to read all of Proverbs 31. It's quite long, but some of the things that a woman does to make her home, she riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Have you ever got up really, really early to fix a good meal, maybe and put it in the crock pot for Sunday or something? I don't know. You just think about it. Or Thanksgiving, did you ever? My mother always taught me what she did. She'd put her turkey on real late at night, say like 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. She'd get back up and put it. So it'd be cooking all night. She taught me that. And then when you get up in the morning, it's all done. And we ate pretty early, like around 11 or 12. And you can just smell that turkey in the house. It smells so good. But, you know, a real woman that loves her home, she does things like this. And like I said, I'm not going to read all that because that's not my main thought. But just getting us to think how much we love our home. I want to turn over here to Psalms 90 and 1. It says here in the 9th verse, for all our days are passed in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told, a story. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is your strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. So God promises 70 years by reason of strength, 80. Some of us have already passed the 7-year mark. So will we be strong enough to make it to 80? We don't know. But does it really matter when we have the home in our heart, of that heavenly home that we're looking forward to? It matters sometime because we love this place so much. We love our family. We love our children. I suppose if the Lord told me, set your house in order, you must die soon. My first thoughts would be Jerry and the girls and my grandchildren. Those would be the ones. And of course, I love the saints, and I wouldn't leave you either. But those would be the ones I'd want to say, you know, I'm sorry I got to leave you, children. Sorry, you're just going to have to be on your own. They're on their own anyway, but I won't be here to pray for you no more. Those probably would be my first thoughts. My mother is almost 93. She says to me so many times when I'm there and on the phone, and since Faye passed away, which was her friend, that was my brother's mother-in-law, they would come for holidays, and she passed away at 96, so Mom and her would sit on the love seat and talk. That was her friend. And she said, I don't know why Faye left. She was supposed to we were supposed to go together. And she said, I'm going to have to talk to God about this. But she says to me, lots of times, you're saved, and David's saved, my brother, and Debbie's saved, my sister. And she said, why can't we just all go together? I don't have to leave you. And then one time she said to me, you and Debbie are just going to have to take care of yourself. Now, she doesn't do anything for us physically. She's not able to hardly take care of herself. But the thing is having Mom there to talk to. That's what she means, having her to talk to. Just having her there, just knowing that you got someone to talk to, you know, and pray for you. And she prays for us. But she says, you and Debbie are going to have to make it yourself when I leave. So sweet. But anyway, I just want to get us thinking tonight how precious home is. Yeah. How precious it is. If you ask somebody, now one of the dearest places is in service, and the Holy Spirit's with us, and blessings and the camp meeting come up. That's one of the dearest places. But I still have to say, one of the dearest places on earth to me is my home. Not because so much of the house part, but I'm relaxed there. I can just be relaxed there. I can talk to the Lord there. I can just cook whatever I want to cook. I can just be, you know, be there privately with Jerry. It's wonderful times to be home. No matter where we go, and most people, no matter where they travel, they always want to get back home. And I tell you, you go to Monarch and you're going to enjoy it, but you'll want to get back home. I mean, that's a normal thing. We just want to go back home where we can relax again, where we can get our sleep. So home is a very precious place. But what we want to get thought tonight is that home in heaven is even more precious. It's something we don't ever want to give up. God, sometimes all things in life, he coincides with the spiritual part. And I think that's why he makes home so special here. To try to get us to realize about that home in heaven. How precious that's going to be. And he says over here, and it's a very familiar scripture, in St. John 14, and one, I go to prepare a place for you. And I know he prepared the place for us on the cross, and it could mean that too, but also, I'd like to think he's preparing something right now up there, I don't know. But it says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Now, when we think of a mansion here, it's quite a thing, isn't it? We think of, have you toured some mansions that almost, it's amazing. And you think, I don't even know if I daily would want to live there. It's just too big, you know. But it's pretty to look at. But it's these people that lived in these mansions, I mean, they'd have to walk a long ways to get to the other side. And how would you even hear each other? And, you know, it's just... And you'd have to have a lot of people to help you clean that mansion and clean the outside because you couldn't do it. It's too big. But, you know, a mansion or a cabin. Now, we have the song, Just Build Me a Cabin in the Corner of Glory Land. I'll be happy. Where I can just shake Jesus' hand, you know, that little song. But, you know, it doesn't really matter that much, you know, whether we have a mansion or a cabin, as long as we get there, right? Just as long as we can get into that home, that heavenly home. I'm looking forward to that heavenly home. And as I get older, I think I'm even looking forward to it more. Not that I want to go right away, but yet I know I have that anticipation that there's something wonderful out there, something I've never experienced. And we've had some lost loved ones here, but dear ones, they're with Jesus. They're with Jesus. You know, I miss them, but I know I have confidence that they're in a heavenly home. They're in a place, a special place with God. And that's worth everything to live for God all the days of your life. Whether they're long or short. God's given us a long life. I feel like it's been a long life. I mean, a lot of people don't reach this age. If he gives us more years, that's fine. If he shortens it, that's fine. Whatever God wants. But the main thing is I want to make heaven my home. And I still continually pray that way. When I pray, I said, Lord, don't let me miss that heavenly home. Help me to be faithful. Help me to do everything I can to be faithful. Amen. We heard this morning about being careful with our lives. And, you know, there's so many things that can distract us from spiritual things. And the other day, yesterday when I got thinking about this thought, I just got my psalm book out and I got another hymn story book I have and the Bible, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to revel in studying. Now I'll tell you, when I had those times with the Lord where I can revel and just study and just close myself, they're the sweetest times. And I'll share something with you that Brother Bob Wilson told us in Enid. He said he hadn't studied, you know, he wanted to study, of course, but all of us would get busy, and he wanted to study, and he hadn't got there to his study room, and he said he was sitting there, and somehow they had a balloon in the house, and I'm not sure, but this balloon started, the Lord said, you need to go to the study room, and the balloon started floating on its own, and it started going up the stairs to that study room, and he said, I thought, well, the Lord's telling me to get in that study room, but, you know, but isn't it wonderful to get in that secret closet of prayer with the Lord and spend time with him in your home? It's so precious. But he says here, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And then I went to read Colossians 1 and 3. or three in, I'm sorry, three in one. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. So, if we're risen with Christ, we want to seek our affection on that heavenly home. And even though we love this home here that God's given us, but still, let us remember, this is not our final home. This is not the destination, the final destination.
Yes, that's right.
And, you know, it's like the little story about the train. The train, the gospel train, it's moving. It's moving. And finally, someday, at the end of the train, you'll be going to that heavenly home. At the end of the life, so to speak, is what I'm saying. That's what's coming up. That's what's coming up next. And so we want to just remember, that's why we need to go after spiritual things. And don't get distracted here by these things, because our heavenly home's coming up. We got to be ready to go. And we don't know when. We don't know what date. We don't know what time. We don't know anything about that's hidden from us. Because God's a wise God. He hides that from us. He don't tell us the day we're going to die. He don't want us worrying about that. He just wants us to have faith and trust in Him, that He'll take us at the right time. And so we can enjoy this life too. He wants us to enjoy while we're here and be happy. But He wants us to seek after those things. There's a song here, and I don't know if we know the song, Brother Anthony, but it's 13, Home. And if you don't, but I'll read the first verse of it. O home of my soul in that faraway goal, each day brings me nearer to thee. The great throne so white and my crown shining bright, mine eyes ever longing to see. Do you know that song? We don't sing it a whole lot. You want to try it? We could all sing that song.
Sweet peace in my heart shall increase, while years of eternity roll. The day will soon come when we'll all gather home as pilgrims no more. Shall roam. All whom shall we see? And what joy will it be to meet with the dear ones at home?
Isn't that beautiful? That's the first song the Lord gave me yesterday. That's so beautiful. The home, our final home. And then there's, I'll read a little bit. We're not going to sing all these songs unless you want to sing. But why don't we sing just the first verse? I know it's a little different, but of 30, the home of the soul. That first verse there.
Let us sing a sweet song of the home of the soul, the glorious place of our rest. It is not far away in the heavens untold, but deep in the infinite breast. I'm at home, blessed home. I am safe in the bosom divine. Oh, the home of the soul, thy heaven of glory is mine.
Isn't that wonderful? We have a home. And we sing the hope. Have we any hope within us of a life beyond the grave in the sweet infernal lands? Do we know if this our tabernacle were to be dissolved? We have a house not made with hands. And number 377. We'll see. We'll maybe sing that a little bit. 377. But I want to turn over to Revelations 21. You know, a lot of people say that Revelations is not understandable. They can't get out of it what they want to. But dear ones, if you get Revelations, if you read some verses that are very plain, you can get a lot out of it. And so Revelations 21, for it says, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. You know what that makes me realize? That God cares about our tears. Yes. He knows when we cry. He cares.
Yes,
he made those tear ducts, God did.
Yes, he did.
It's almost like a pressure cooker. You have a pressure cooker and you have to get it out. You get so much in there that sometimes they're happy tears. Sometimes they're sad tears, but when we cry, he said he follows our tears.
Yes.
But when you get to heaven, you won't have to cry no more.
Right.
Be nothing to hurt you no more. You won't have pain. You won't have sorrow. You won't have grief. That's just the way that God made us, so we can make it. But he says here, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Isn't that wonderful? And then he talks about, I looked up some of these stones, but in the 11th verse he said, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And it had a wall great, that's the 11th verse, and high, and had 12 gates. Then it goes on to talk about all these wonderful things about what heaven is going to be like. And then it goes that he says over here in the 19th verse, and the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. You know, before I was saved, I never really cared too much about jewelry. Thank the Lord. But, you know, have you ever seen a pearl? One time I had a pearl. I was attracted to pearls. I thought pearls were pretty. But I never did go after a lot of jewelry like some do. But I'm thankful for that. But you know, God's got a place that's got so many beautiful stones. And he's got so many beautiful things. And it says here, all these different things, I looked up some of them, but the first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, and the third chalcedony. You know what that is? I looked at it, I said, what is that? The fourth emerald, we've heard of emeralds, but chalcedony, it's like, look it up, it's like, you know, we heard this morning, we use our phone to look up these blue, aqua blue, it can be green, like in the blue family, it's a beautiful stone. But I think what the Lord is trying to tell us here, that heaven is going to be so beautiful. It's going to be so beautiful. It's not that we wear these. We don't need to wear these things. But it's that we're going to see these things and these beautiful things. And, you know, God's got all these things. And he says here, in the 22nd verse, he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Now, saints, I'm telling you, we sing the song, The Sea of Glass. I'm not going to sing it tonight. That's one of my favorite songs. We stand upon the sea of glass that's mingled with Jehovah's fire. Do you know there's a clear river of water flowing in us, a spiritual water when we get saved? It never ends. It flows for years and years. If you live, that river of life flows on and on and on. It's not just a river God's talking about, like you're going to look at a river, but you are part of that. You have the river of life, a river of salvation flowing. And like Brother Warner says, say not that Christ is in your desert, because we can believe it not. Because he's so happy, right? So when we're so happy, you know, we don't have a desert. We have water. Water is one of the most precious things. I tell you what, you go without water, it's the first thing you want to drink. You want some water. My husband, he always brings us water. I appreciate it about him. If I forget the water, he always has water in the car for us. And he makes sure that I get water if I take off. He says, wait a minute now, I'll get you some water. But he doesn't want me to be thirsty. But you know, water is a wonderful thing, isn't it? But we have a water, a well of water springing up inside of us, the scripture there, into everlasting life. This water, this wonderful water. Praise God. And then it goes on to say in the fourth verse, and they shall see his face. Now, at one time they said, no one is going to see God's face and live. But so when we get to go to heaven in that heavenly home, we're going to see his face. Nothing will be hid from us anymore. We'll be with God. Isn't that exciting? does that make you want to stay here longer because you don't want to go there? I tell you what, this is a wonderful place here. We want to enjoy it while we're here. God made us to enjoy. He said, live joyfully with thy wife whom the Lord gave you all the days of your life. He wants you to be joyful. He wants you to enjoy it. But he wants you to keep your sights on that spiritual home. It's coming up. It's coming up for us. And, we're not going to get out of dying. I mean, as far as I know, not unless the Lord would come. If the Lord would come, then we could be translated. You know, if we're alive when the Lord comes in the clouds, the dead would rise first and then we could go up in the air. But if that don't happen, then we're not going to get out of it. But it's okay, because we're going to be translated to heaven. We're not in that body anymore. We're going to be going to heaven. Praise God. That's a wonderful thought. And it says here, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Do you know the Lord is already in your forehead? He's in your mind. You know, they used to have frontlets in the Old Testament where they would put those bands around their forehead to have those scriptures. But we don't need that. In Hebrews, he said, I'll write it in our heart and our mind. Yes. The scriptures are there. They're in our foreheads. He protects our mind with those scriptures. Holy Spirit protects us. There shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And then the last verse, Lord, when I want to read it, says, he which testifieth these things say, surely I come quickly. Surely I come quickly. Now, I don't know if the Lord's going to come quickly by ending the world. He's going to come quickly for us. But either way, we are going to that home in heaven. And I'm so glad. I think it was last night I was talking to the Lord and I said, Lord, so glad that I got saved. at 18 years old. I'm so glad I gave my heart to you that day. So glad I chose the Christian life.
Yes.
And the nearer I get to heaven, because, you know, I know, the nearer I get, the more thankful I am. So I just want to encourage you tonight.
Yes.
Love the home you have. Do everything you can to make a peaceful, wonderful home for your family. But keep your focus on that spiritual home, that heavenly home. And maybe we can sing that song together, 377.